in a woman? What makes you happy in a relationship? What is the one thing that would motivate you to move mountains?
Confidence, genuine love, and making me my sandwich. And for the people that don't know what the fuck that means, because you haven't heard the podcast yet, it's an analogy that the sandwich crew uses in order to describe a man's mental state of peace. Some people like mechanics. Some people like riding their bike. Some people like playing games. For me, it's a fucking docuseries, a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, and a pre-roll. Simple. Just sit your happy ass next to me. But you see, every man is different. You have to figure out what that fucking mental state of peace is, what gets them to that mental fucking state of peace, and then encourage it and supplement it. Because whenever a man is at peace, he's more willing to open up to you. So, confidence, genuine love, and my fucking sandwich.
I come from a place where you ain't supposed to make it. A place where you die if you don't know the basics. A place where they race you off for survival when love don't exist much. Some lost hope, feeling like even Jesus can't assist us. Now I done took it out of town and showed these other cities how the DB getting down. Where my credit at? Niggas try to play me like a nobody. Now I gotta make them act right like I'm Yo Gotti. Oh man, much love to the DJs who play a nigga shit and run it back like a replay. Couple of them tried to make me pay. What? Bet you when I blow, they be all on my nuts. Fuck them, I don't need radio to win. Got the streets, got the strippers, and my niggas in the pen. And they all wanna see a nigga make it. If a chance, make a champion, my nigga, I'ma take it. Fuck being hesitant. Black Dove Gang, what I represent. Flow so excellent. Count dead president.
Hey, yo, what's going on, everyone? This is the I'm Not As Thick As You Drunk AM with the Sandwich Crew. This is Big Mo, best in the world, baby.
And this is your favorite fucking uncle, Nat King Kobe. What's up? What's up, everybody?
I know you guys noticed the absence of your Royal Ratchet, your Reverend Ratchet, your main man's cat. He's not here. He's also he's currently taking a dump and kissing dudes at the same time. I'm in his Honda Civic that he loves so much, which is his favorite car. It's either the Honda Civic or the Toyota Camry. That's what he's driving right now.
Yeah. He's going to be the Reverend at a Ratchet wedding. So
exactly.
Yeah, you know, he has to make an appearance to marry the lovely Ratchet couple.
Yeah.
You have to bless them with his ratchetness, his bald headed ratchetness.
and also this is episode numero 206. Man, I couldn't believe how long it took us to get that. And I was like, wait.
And I'm sitting there like, nah. I kept saying, nah, it's not 206. And I'm like, at first I was like, we passed the twos. And yep. I'm like, is it 200? I'm like, nah, we passed the twos. And in my head, I kept saying 206. I'm like, nah, we ain't that far. And I look up, you like 206. I'm like, oh, fuck. I knew it. Yeah. I fucking knew it. But shit.
On God.
Cat's going to look back at the edit and cuss us out. So you're welcome.
He was like, you motherfucking motherfucker.
Man.
You know what? You know, this is why I don't like black people.
So proud of motherfucker.
And I'm going to be like, Simba.
Man.
It's Simba.
I'm just be sitting back shaking my head like, y'all motherfuckers crazy.
I'm gonna have to just text him that beforehand, bro.
I might look out though. I don't know.
I'm saying it right now in cat.
I might edit this one.
It's Simba. Oh, okay.
But then again, I don't know though. I kind of want to call him while he edited this. He's there.
All right. I'm like, it's Simba.
Man, what?
Simba.
He said, it's too bad. Bro, he's about to be. Yeah. Yeah.
So Kobe, how was the week?
Ooh. Somewhat difficult to get through mentally, but I got through it. I don't know. I was just feeling like down this week. Like, I don't know why. It's like sometimes I feel like, I don't know, sometimes I feel hopeless or some shit. Like, but I just gotta just keep remembering to motherfucker keep going and shit. Like, I don't know. Certain shit just like kind of discourage me and shit. But I gotta, I don't know. I'm learning to just keep it moving, take it one day at a time, basically, you know. But I always find myself just, you know, wanting to isolate myself and, you know, be alone because I'm in my head and shit. And I don't know. Sometimes, like, I, like, on social media, like, I take a little break or whatever. Like, if I'm getting DMs or something, I might not even look at them. Like, I don't do it, like, you know, just be a dick. It's just, like, I don't know. I just want to just be by myself, like, somewhat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just look at, like, you know, videos on a little line or whatever, and like for a second, and then I disappear. But I ain't really been on social like that. Not like that this week. Cause I don't know. That shit is starting to get on my fucking nerves, man. It's like I'm just tired of social media. Like, is I don't know. Starting to piss me off, basically. I'm starting to see a lot of unnecessary shit. I'm tired of seeing unnecessary shit. But I don't know. I guess it's the shit I used to watch and like how, you know, the algorithms and shit. Oh, you like this, you like that. But yeah, most of my shit is like food and shit. Nah, so food, booty.
Oh, crap.
Food, booty, books, camel toes, what up?
Camel toes.
Music. I mean, it might as well women. I'll just say women. Sorry.
I was like, yo.
They
fuck
like,
it, bro. Hey, nah, fuck. We here now, bro.
They probably booty like and fucking
camel toes, bro.
They're like,
oh. How dare you?
But I need y'all to understand this, though. Like, I'm married, so, I mean, I can't do shit else. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't trying to talk to no chick or nothing like that or observe no shit like that. I'm just here for the main event. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to see some shit. That's it, you know. A nigga can't have no fun no more like that. So, I just... like to observe, like, you know, shit like that. I don't mean no harm, you know. I respect the women and shit like that, but that's what I came for. And so on my sessions, you know, food, titties, ass, vag. Man, what?
Camel toes.
Titties, ass, and vag. That's what
titties, I'm titties, ass, and bad. God.
Oh, no, damn. Vag.
With vag. Oh, titties, oh. Ass, and vag. God damn.
Yeah.
Fat, that's on God.
But I'm just saying, I'm a man. Come on, man. Like,
we man it. You know, that's what we like. That's how that, shoot, I like it too. That's,
and shoot, it helps me out in public, though, not to turn the head and shit. I've seen some shit like this on IG. All right, boom. That makes it less of a scene and all that shit. And my wife don't give a fuck. She already know. I ain't gonna talk to this motherfucker anyway.
Yeah.
I ain't got enough money. None of that shit. So she ain't got nothing to worry about.
God damn.
Man, even if I did, though, shit, my goofy ass wouldn't know what to do anyway. But yeah, I had to get the green light at least. If I got the green light, I would, but for sure.
I ain't gonna lie, that a lot of that be my algorithms too, bro. Like, it's either titties, ass, but like,
oh, sports. My bad.
Oh, yeah. I do see him out of sports, my algorithm, and
how many skits? Them three, four.
And
my bad.
What else? I was gonna say something else too. From like a Latina that don't speak English. That's been in my album. I'm like Instagram, I know you know me. I know. You really know me. If you're doing that, you really know. You must really know me.
In there. If I
see a bald chick like more than once in my algorithm, I don't care how much booty she got, like I'm blocking her.
You trick. I'm trying to.
Well, okay. Maybe not blocking, but like, you know how you can.
You trying to avoid it, like hide like, it.
I hide it, like not, you know, I tell Instagram like don't show this page on my algorithm no more.
You like not like, interested.
Don't show this chick on my algorithm no more, bro.
It's like okay,
like if she bald, I'm like don't show this. I'm about to undo this one ad which I can't say. I don't think I'm allowed to say that I'm not supposed to. But. Just know there's this one ad they be playing this, they be like playing this ball chicken algorithm. I'm about to block that ad. I'm about to block that company advertisement from. I'm about to like or mute them from my algorithm, bro. I'm like, yo, you keep showing this ball chick. I'm tired of seeing it. I'm like, yo, I get I'm sure you have good product.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's a really good product.
But.
But show somebody else as your advertiser, bro. Don't show this broad, bro. She's bald as hell.
You tripping.
Bro, she's bald. Yo, because apparently she got a lot of ass. And a lot of titties. You know, that's normally my type, but she's bald as hell. So I'm like, I can't. So not even a wiggle.
I know
some people dropping their jaw right now. Like,
it's like, okay, it's like this. Okay. Okay. It's like, I feel like women.
I ain't gonna say women. While you think about this, I'll also give this disclaimer in small house cleaning. The views of certain hosts of I'm Not As Thing As You Drunk Am and the Sandwich Crew does not always necessarily reflect the views of another host of the I'm Not As Thing As You Drunk Am podcast with the Sandwich Crew. All right.
Yes. I feel like it depends. It depends on the woman. It depends on the woman. Like, with us, like when we shave our head, some of us motherfuckers look like motherfucking like horror movie motherfucking villains and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Our head shaped like that, you know. Some people don't need to shave their shit. Like some motherfuckers, like with the chicks. Most of the time when I don't look right with the chicks, it look like they got a fucking like, I don't know, because you know they got the like skinny jawline and shit. Most of them I know that shave their shit, boy, got like, you know, the little skinny jawline. And I always think of Mega Man or fucking like, name some bald head motherfucking aliens or something. I always think of a bald head alien. It's like weird.
Shit, Roger from American Dad.
Yeah, some shit like that. It's like, I feel like. You can't be. I'm sorry. I gotta keep it 100. You can't be ugly and get a bald head. I'm sorry.
On God,
you can't. I'm sorry. You cannot be ugly and get a bald head. You can, but I mean, I don't know. I'm definitely not saying that I'm fucking.
A lot of girls don't know they're ugly.
Man, yeah. I'm not saying I'm Mr. GQ or none of that shit. I'm far from it. But I'm just saying like. Certain motherfuckers just need to understand, like, don't do it. Like, what's the point? Like, so, like, I don't know.
Man, Kobe, say that shit with your chest. Let them know, bro. Fuck that. Don't cut your shit.
No, I ain't trying to cut it. I'm just trying to find the word. It's like,
say that shit with your chest. Don't cut that shit.
Motherfucking, my whole thing is,
say that shit with your chest, Cole.
Okay, if we was to say some shit like this, like, you know,
niggas get canceled for this shit.
Yeah, but when women, oh yeah, blah, blah, this and that, ugly, they quick to say some shit like ugly, blah, blah, this and that, and all that shit. No, like, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, to keep it a buck though, like, you can't pull off the bald head if you look a certain way. Mm-hmm. It's like that for both sexes, but like, mainly I feel like that for women. Like, if it's health reasons, we, you know, you are automatically out the way. Barring you discarded. You ain't got nothing to do with which nothing. Is, you know, we ain't talking about y'all.
Which is an extremely small percent, by the way.
Yes, yes. We ain't talking about y'all. We talking about the ones that, she look cute. Doja Cat look cute with her hair shaved. All this, I'm like,
man, oh man, it was over with, bro. Man,
I don't know.
Not why. Even a wiggle. Not even a wiggle.
Doja Cat is very talented, but I don't really like rock with her like that because I respect her talent and all that stuff. I don't rock with her because
not even a wiggle, brother.
Huh?
You can not say it, bro.
No, I'm saying can say it. I don't rock with her for different reasons though, but she don't look right with the bald head though. She looks weird as shit with the bald head. I ain't gonna even lie. She looks weird as shit with the bald head. But like, I don't fuck with her because I don't know. It's like I get being an entertainer, but and I don't know why I ain't see it in that mood. Like, it's like she does, I wouldn't say anything, but she does, like, she's trying to say she likes publicity, good or bad. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter what it is, like, you know, she just wants to be the talk of the town, like, you know,
clout chaser. I get,
yeah, clout chase. I wouldn't say clout chasing either.
Man, she'd be clout chasing.
I wouldn't say clout chasing.
Shit, I'll say it. Shit, you won't say it, but I will.
It's like she always wanted, yeah, you can say that, because she always wanted the spotlight on her. It seems like she always wants the spotlight on her. She does weird shit just to get attention. Like, I don't know what the fuck that is. I ain't no psychologist, and yeah, I just don't rock with her because she be on some weird shit. And then her alleged preference with male, even though I know I ain't got a chance to date the motherfucking shit. Like, I don't know. I don't like motherfuckers that like discriminate and shit though. I don't know if she discriminate. That's why I said alleged, like her alleged, like,
you know. I'm in no place to even have an issue with that.
yeah. But I'm like, you know what I'm saying?
I got the least issue. I personally,
you
got
picky
the
as issue. Hell. You picky as hell too. I mean, everybody's picky. You
because I don't want
picky.
No ball chick, bro. Nah. That ain't picky.
No, yeah.
Because I don't want my girl looking like a nigga, bro.
I ain't gonna even lie. Motherfuckers don't rock with her.
All due
respect to Will. If I ever get famous, he might slap shit out of me. But yeah, I still fuck Jada. I'm sorry. She got some good ass cooch. I'm sorry. You can tell she got some good ass cooch, man. My man's got the snitching and shit. We'll slapping motherfuckers and shit, dog. She got some good ass cooch, man.
That nigga said my man's got snitching. We'll slap motherfuckers.
you gotta think about this shit, man. Her, Erykah Badu, the top three pussies in motherfucking Hollywood.
Yo, Erykah Badu, yo,
and
Erykah Badu was having niggas in chokeholds, bro.
Dog, that's why I might fuck around and get the incense. Erykah Badu, see how it smell. I might end up like wearing motherfucking shoulder pads, and feather shorts and shit.
Erykah Badu was having, She was having niggas in chokeholds, though, bro. Erykah Badu was having niggas in chokeholds. Yo, every nigga she went ended up dressing completely different, bro.
Yes. They went from the yo hood jerseys and all that shit. All of a sudden, motherfuckers got on motherfucking feathery fucking ostriches.
Looking like tree huggers, bro.
Man, talking about peace and love. I'm like, that's some, she giving niggas a piece of mind. That's some good cooch.
Oh, see, like, what the fuck?
Eric, that's why she put out them. I might get them incense. If I start feeling like I get them incense and I light them and I start feeling relaxed, I'm like, she got that relaxed.
She probably
relaxed
old cooch. She probably put incense like on her coochie, bro. Just like around her coochie and shit. Mm. Just incense and blown into it. And then fucking the niggas. And then niggas just like, once they put they dig in her, they start seeing their happy place. They start seeing their dead grandmama or something, bro.
Man.
And what? they got to see that they got to see they dead grandmama and they dead grandmama giving words of wisdom. Or like during her like younger, like, but like during her younger life, I'm like, you're my grandson. Let me tell you about the meaning of life, grandson. And they're like, ah, grandma, it's always good to see you. It's,
like, hey, it's like the frog. What is that? Mike Tyson and him, the frog and shit. It's like the frog.
Yeah.
It's like you learn the meaning of life if you hit Erica.
Yeah.
But Jada, I think Jada drive you crazy. She got that.
Jada, though.
I kill a motherfucking pussy. Like, motherfucker. I don't know. She got,
man.
That act up cooch.
Man.
I'll kill a nigga dead.
You man.
What?
I'm going to keep it 100, man. I'm going to keep it 100. I don't care how much her cooch got niggas in the mix, bro. Caught up like that, bro. I don't give a fuck, bro. I honestly don't even give a fuck. Bro. I don't ask for much, bro. Because I still, you know, I know you still going to need me to, like, you know, take care of a little thing, you know, take care of the thing, make sure you gonna want me to hold it down, you know what I'm saying? You gonna make sure I gotta bust my ass, you know what I'm saying? You gotta make, I gotta stay on my toes, right? I gotta make sure I'm holding it down, right? Oh, no, what do you mean? No, don't say no, Kobe, come on.
I ain't talking about relationship, I'm talking about this. Town, booty hole.
All right, ground, well that still.
Shit. That's well, all I want
to
do.
Well, shit, just to get there.
Because a relationship is, it seemed like it'd be Will, too complicated Will's with that.
Because Will's married to her. You know, that's why I was also thinking of that.
No, I'm
And Erykah Badu got niggas in relationships, but she not bald, though. Man.
She used to be, though.
She used to be?
Yes.
Ugh, no wonder there was a time I stopped looking at her. So.
Great. I don't care, to each his own, but it was
Indiari that went bald.
I could have swore. Okay, I thought Eric.
That's why she. Cool. That's why she made that. I'm not my hair.
Yeah, I am not my hair.
Something like that.
But I think Eric. Yeah, Erykah Badu went bald too. Though. She might not be bald right now, but
well, still. While you look for that, for those watching on YouTube, if you're watching, like the video, comment, share, subscribe, and make sure, ladies, you make sure that you're putting in a comment section that you fall in madly in love with Big Mo and you can't stop falling in love with Big Mo. And every time you see Big Mo, you just want to, like, you know, you just want to rub on his stomach and kiss him all on the lips. You want to give Big Mo like 5 hickeys on each side of the neck. And every time you hear Big Mo singing "Best in the World, Baby," you end up getting pregnant with twins, right?
All right, now I'm up. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, I stopped your shtick.
Oh yeah, okay. What? And Spotify, If you're listening to Spotify, hit that heart button and hit that follow button. And Apple Podcasts, make sure you give us that 5-star rating. If you have not already, make sure you write the review in the comment section, in the review section, and make sure you put in the review.
Mm-hmm.
How handsome Big Mo is, and you just fall in love with Big Mo. You can't stop falling in love with Big Mo, and you just want to kiss Big Mo all in the lips, French kissing, lip locking, spit swapping, French Woo! Kissing all up on Big Mo. So, with that said,
I felt like you was going on a Ric Flair. Woo! My bad.
Unless you're bald, of course. With that said, Apple Podcasts. 5-star rating, hit the review, Spotify, give us that heart button. And if you're watching on YouTube, like the video, comment, share, subscribe. Boom. So was Erykah Badu bald?
I sent the picture in the chat.
Let me see this shit.
She don't look bad.
Oh no. No.
You like, I don't care who you are. You like, I don't care who you are.
Hold on. I think I'm seeing something at my door. Hold on.
Okay. Mo like, I don't care who you are. If you bought, I'm good. He smooth on it. But me, shit. Well, I wasn't married. I'll take a bald chick down in a minute, for real. As long as, but she got to be cute. Like, you can't be bald and, like, bald and ugly don't go together. That only works for dudes. I'm just letting y'all know the truth. I'm sorry. I'm putting it out there. Bald and, matter of fact, bald and ugly only work for dudes and studs. Lesbian women. Some, because all of them. Yeah. Okay, it only worked for ugly dudes. That's it. Ugly dudes. Ugly studs, it don't even work for y'all because you make. I don't know, women. It's like the head shape. Like, I don't know. Y'all got the little small, little, like, petite heads. I don't even know if I'm saying that shit right. But all in all, ugly and bald don't mix with women. I'm just saying that. And no, a wig doesn't fix it. Not for all. I'm just saying that. To be real, most of us need to check our motherfucking stuff. I check myself every day. I look in the mirror, I say, man, hey, get your shit together, man. Look. I need to shave. I haven't shaved in like 2 weeks. Well, lined myself up, got cleaned up or anything, you know. And I sit there and I tell myself I don't look my best, but it's all good. I'm not sitting here saying you the sexiest motherfucker alive. You look so good and all that shit. I'm not saying that. I'm not fooling myself. I'm being honest, and it's okay to be honest with you.
Man,
it's
you justifying right. Bald chicks, bro?
Huh?
You really justifying bald chicks, bro?
No, I wasn't justifying them. I was just saying. Oh. It's okay to tell the truth about how you look. It is what it is. I'm like, ugly and bald just don't mix with women. Then I try to think of something. I'm like, studs. I'm like, no, it still don't. Because if you, like, I don't know. For some, ugly and bald only goes good with men. Like, it only works for guys. Because it gives us more of, like, a intimidating factor or some shit like that. I say that. And I'm speaking out my ass right now. So. It is what it is.
Which is all good. Yeah, and I just found out because I had ordered something on Amazon and it was really expensive and I had to sign it.
Oh yeah, hell yeah, shit.
And, yo, they almost left. Nigga was leaving too. I'm like, dude, oh shit.
Dude,
I was like, oh, that. Nigga was leaving with it. I'm like, oh, he like what? Because he called me. I'm like, I don't recognize this number. Who the hell is calling me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, bro, let me check this shit out, bro. And then I hear my door. But while it's calling, I'm like, I think it's a little delivery. I'm like, oh shit, it was something with some expenses. So I'm like, yeah, I had to get that one, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
They would hit you with a he ain't get it. So we'll be back next week or 2 weeks later or some shit like that. They say, oh yeah, it'll be delivered the next day. Then you would look up like. Dang, came back in a week. What the fuck going on?
And it was something I needed ASAP.
Man, yeah. Yeah, go get that. Yeah, sit there and tell you, yeah, it'll come then all of a sudden. You missing the package every day. Oh, you missed the package.
I also dropped my remote with some of the parts just fell over. I'm gonna find it later. All right, so wow, and I love, oh well. Wait, hold on. One more second, because I left my phone somewhere up front. Hold on.
All right. Hello.
Tell them like the video and kiss Big Mo on the lips.
All right. Hey, I ain't saying to kiss Big Mo. That's your shtick. All right. Like he said, though, everybody like, share, comment, subscribe, you know, to the channel. If a video go up on YouTube this week, I don't know. I got to get that shit together. This fucking laptop is pissing me off. But like, I don't know. I got to figure something out because, like, you know, I'm slowing shit down. Motherfuckers want to see us, you know. I don't know if y'all still want to see us, but shit. Like, comment, share, and subscribe on YouTube. If you're listening on Spotify and iPod or what the shit is called. What is the iPodcast or whatever. That's fucked up. I said Spotify. And what's the Apple Podcast?
Apple
that's because they got an iPhone in front of everything and shit. I got an iPhone. I'm like the old niggas with an iPhone. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, what the fuck is it called? I think everything.
I remember that. Apple got an I remember iPhone. That shit was. They used to have the iPod and then the iPod Touch, bro.
Yeah, they had like iTunes and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they still got iTunes.
Yeah, I don't know why though, because it's like Apple Music and shit. I mean, you might.
Well, because remember, because well. When you buy on iTunes, it is like a direct buy.
They should just move, like, had a category to either you, like, you know, just move it all.
That's too much work, bro.
Bullshit! All you got to do is have a category for everything else where you hit the little dot dot dot. You can
that's too much work.
Bullshit!
That's too much work. That is too much work. Yeah, bro. This, I ain't gonna lie. This phone made me drop my freaking game controller, bro. the picture with bald in the eye. I'm like, oh,
Eric, man. I'm trying to tell you, man.
Bro, if she gave me some good coochie and shit, bro, and got me like turning into a tree hugger, and she cut her hair, nigga, I'm snapping back out into my senses, my nigga.
I think it'd be too late.
I'm walking out there. It ain't gonna be too late. I'm walking out the relationship, bro.
Man, I don't know. I think she got that shit to make you think like.
I'm snapping back into my senses, bro.
You know when guys be like, I never thought I would ever do that.
Bro, I'm snapping.
Got that kind of cooch. I think I'm snapping. Got that kind
of I'm snapping right back into my fucking senses, bro. We ain't gotta beat this dead horse, bro.
Yeah.
Shout
out to all the bald beauties out there,
bro.
Yeah, and all the ugly bald chicks, gray hair back.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. All y'all handsome anyway.
and yes, I do need a haircut, and I don't give a shit. You feel me? Nah, I'm ugly right along with you, so I don't care.
Nah, Kobe, you handsome. So anywho.
Cute. No.
Oh God. Oh yes, I remember. I did want to touch upon because it was also a big trend. One, the grimace shake.
Man,
have you seen the TikTok videos of it?
Fuck no, I haven't.
Yo,
fuck that grimace shake.
People are like, act like you. What they're saying, like, yo, all right, so check this out. Like, whatever content creator, cares to the content creator. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, check this out. Right. So I got this grimace shake. So I'm gonna try for the first time. I'll let you guys know. And so they take it like, okay, this, yeah, it's not bad. I kind of like it. It's pretty good. You know, it's not a bad shake. You know, it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, the next scene is them like look like a freaking horror movie.
They're like laying on the floor or something.
They're
like
laying on the floor. You see like purple milkshake just spread all over the floor and shit. Like,
I know what you're talking about now. Yeah. I seen two of them, but I was wondering, like, what the fuck is going on with this? I didn't know it was a trend.
was like, what? And then this one girl, she looked like she was locked in a dungeon.
God.
She was like, Grimace more, please. And then it looked like it's getting, you see the shit getting splashed on her, like purple shit getting splashed on her, like it's nut.
The thing?
And all you hear is and then just the shit's just getting like splat like it's a porn video.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh.
What the fuck? So they gotta have money, because that man, they trying to get you to get a motherfucking, when the last time anybody in ate a fucking Big Mac, to be honest, and actually enjoyed it? Like any fucking damn. Big Mac. When the last damn. Time anybody ate a Big Mac and actually enjoyed it? Let's be real about that shit. Take damn. That shit off the menu. Y'all trying to get that shit away with a shake. That I see what you're doing, McDonald's. I see what the fuck you doing. Taking that nasty. Y'all done fucked up the Big Mac and trying to get that nasty. Look, you made the patties flatter. And I don't know. It just don't taste the same no more. Y'all done switched some shit up. Ever since Super Size died, shit been going wrong.
With that nigga said, ever since Super Size died,
shit been going wrong. Ever since, no, I ain't going to even say that. Ever since y'all took the real dollar menu off that bitch.
Damn,
it's been a wrap, bro. Like it's been a wrap.
They're using the same burgers that they made for like the regular hamburgers. That's like the same burgers they put on the Big Mac.
Man,
that shit flat as hell.
Cause I look at my fucking McDouble or bacon McDouble or whatever. I'm like, this is the same fucking patty. Cause the fucking bun is still like it doesn't even. It's like right. It's a lot of space around the fucking patty.
Only the breakfast saving them. That's why.
Man. I fuck with the frappes, though. I got me a frappe and shit. The Oreo frappe, that bitch slap.
The Oreo frappe?
Yeah. Hell yeah. That what? Bitch slap. I just had one. That bitch gone. I just had one.
There's an Oreo frappe. Hold on. I might have to peep that.
I got an extra espresso shot, too. I'm like, let me get an espresso shot in that bitch. Two. Extra. Yeah.
Oh, you finna be taking a dump.
Yeah.
You finna be in that bathroom like, blow, blow. You sound like Waka Flocka ad lib.
Shout out to Waka Flocka, man. He made me crash my cousin's car. That's the last thing I remember.
Damn.
Shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right into a liquor store. I blacked out. I don't even remember trying to impress a girl. I'm like, I'll drive this stuff fresh out of college. I'll drive to the store. I got this. Next thing you know, a nigga in jail. Like, last thing I heard, you want what they say, 3 to 5 for this knife, or two to three, or 2 to 5 for this knife, or we'll take it.
Yeah.
Take that motherfucker, man. I'm glad I came to my senses during that part. And then I came back to my senses like in the morning and shit. Like I woke up like balled up and shit. And I look, how the fuck I get here?
Oh God.
So I'm sitting there trying to stay calm. Oh shit.
What happened? And guys, make sure you guys like the video, comment, share, subscribe. Spotify, hit the heart button. Apple Podcast, 5-star rating.
Damn, my bad. Go fucking ahead. I thought I was going to a 2 o'clock fucking show. And my wife said it's about to start at 1:35. So fuck.
Oh shit.
Where was I? That fucked me up.
Wanna try to put a ribbon on it soon?
Yeah. That fucked me up. Sorry about that, everybody. God.
It's all good. It's all good. Don't worry, we gon' and I know you guys want to like don't worry. Well, I'll probably save this topic for next weekend, regardless.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Don't worry. It's our fault anyway.
No, I'll put that on me. I'll put that on me.
Nah.
I put that on me. Cause I
but regardless,
Well, we can still save the topics for next week, regardless.
But all in all, the Grimace shake. Fuck that shake. The shit is. I ain't even tasted yet, but I ain't spending no motherfucking $12. Huh?
What if it's good?
I'm not.
You know, there's times when McDonald's does like a special, like limited shit, it's always good as fuck.
You gotta have it. It's gotta be like gourmet. If it's gourmet, I'm not.
Nigga, it's McDonald's.
Exactly. I'm not paying $12 for no shake. That's all they doing, because
it's $12.
Basically.
Oh, yeah, because a Big Mac, yeah.
Yeah, the Big Mac or some McNuggets.
Right.
You know what? I can get the nuggets for like a 10-piece for like $3-$4. Man, y'all get the fuck on.
I'm like, shit, I'll just get the nuggets. I'm like, you want the shake with that? Nah. Damn.
Man.
But shit. Regardless, we gonna put the ribbon on it, cause we gotta go to the what's that shit called? The male stripper show. You gotta watch Magic Mike.
No, I'm dressing up as Optimus Prime and like, you know, I'm a transform and I'm had a crane hanging off my dick. But so yeah, let's go.
Yo, but we appreciate you guys. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for watching. And don't forget to tell your friend to tell your friend to tell her friends to tell all of their friends about your favorite podcast. I'm not as stinky as you drunk am with the Sandwich Crew. This is he not here right now, but I'm gonna say it for him anyway. Your Royal Ratchet, Reverend Ratchet, your main man's cat, and of course me. This is Big Mo. Don't forget the memo to believe in Big Mo, because that is an MO.
And this is your fucking dazed and fucking confused and fucking lost uncle, favorite uncle. It's always missed time and shit, and I need to get a fucking planner. Jeez, OP. I swear I need to just start scheduling this shit. I'm starting to panic. All right. Yep. This is your favorite fucking uncle, Nat King Kobe. Holla at y'all later. Peace, man.